Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. Между первым и вторым прослушиванием у вас будет время для выполнения задания. Сейчас у вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Speaker A. Buying gifts can be tricky at the best of times. But what do you buy when the US president comes to visit? Barack Obama has published a list of gifts received by his family from world leaders in 2011. The list includes a description of each gift, an estimate of its value, and the reason for accepting. The most expensive present was a blue Mars sculpture in a red box, given by the president of the tiny West African country, Gabon. Other gifts include rare football sweaters from Australia and Brazil, a Maori weapon from New Zealand. Speaker B.
Jill Price is a woman who remembers everything since she was a teenager. Imagine every detail of every hour of every day of every year since you were 14. Useful, annoying, unusual, interesting. Well, this has been Jill Price's life since she was 14. Price considers it a curse instead of a gift since she is unable not to remember things. Very detailed memories such as what time she awoke, what she ate, who she met is in her brain and can be activated by songs, smells, or locations.
Speaker C. Aliyah Sabur became the youngest college professor at 18. Sabur began studying at college at age 10 and at 14 became the youngest female in history to obtain a college degree. Her education did not stop there, however, as she continued her postgraduate studies at Drexel in materials science and engineering. 3 days before she turned 19, she was hired to teach at a college in South Korea. On top of her unprecedented academic achievements, Sabu has a black belt in the Korean martial art of Taekwondo and is also a music prodigy. Speaker D.
Harry Lee McGuinness has been on a cross-country trip for the last 18 years, except he's been all over the world. He has walked the US, Asia, Europe, Africa, and South America carrying only a 100-pound backpack and a steel walking stick. McGuinness tries only to travel on foot, but does take other transportation occasionally. His official country count is at 66, and he says the adventure has offered him new tastes, such as roasted termites. He plans on continuing his walking until 2020, writing a book about all of the adventures and playing tennis at the age of 100.
Speaker E. Knight was born in 1940 in Massillon, Ohio, and earned the nickname The General from his militaristic approach to the sport of college basketball. Knight has coached at the United States Military Academy, Indiana University, and most recently Texas Tech, and is also the best coach of all time in Division I basketball. However, what sets Bob apart from the rest in his wide display of emotions while coaching on the court? He has been fined and sanctioned numerous times by the NCAA, thrown a chair across the court, and even been arrested for threatening the members of the press. Speaker F.
Hillary Clinton was a United States Senator from New York. She is probably most well known as the wife of Bill Clinton. In 1969, Hillary Clinton delivered the commencement address at Wellesley College, becoming the first student to do so. The speech gathered a standing ovation, which lasted 7 minutes. She then went on to serve a few years as Congressional Legal Counsel. She wrote an article entitled Children Under the Law, and it was published in the Harvard Law Review.
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы выполнить задание. Через 30 секунд вы услышите запись снова. Прослушайте тексты еще раз и проверьте свой ответ. Speaker A. Buying gifts can be tricky at the best of times. But what do you buy when the US president comes to visit? Barack Obama has published a list of gifts received by his family from world leaders in 2011. The list includes a description of each gift, an estimate of its value, and the reason for accepting. The most expensive present was a blue Mars sculpture in a red box, given by the president of the tiny West African country, Gabon. Other gifts include rare football sweaters from Australia and Brazil, a Maori weapon from New Zealand. Speaker B.
Jill Price is a woman who remembers everything since she was a teenager. Imagine every detail of every hour of every day of every year since you were 14. Useful, annoying, unusual, interesting. Well, this has been Jill Price's life since she was 14. Price considers it a curse instead of a gift since she is unable not to remember things. Very detailed memories, such as what time she awoke, what she ate, who she met, is in her brain, and can be activated by songs, smells, or locations.
Speaker C. Aliyah Sabur became the youngest college professor at 18. Sabur began studying at college at age 10, and at 14, became the youngest female in history to obtain a college degree. Her education did not stop there, however, as she continued her postgraduate studies at Drexel in materials science and engineering. 3 days before she turned 19, she was hired to teach at a college in South Korea. On top of her unprecedented academic achievements, Sabur has a black belt in the Korean martial art of Taekwondo and is also a music prodigy. Speaker D.
Harry Lee McGuinness has been on a cross-country trip for the last 18 years, except he's been all over the world. He has walked the US, Asia, Europe, Africa, and South America, carrying only a 100-pound backpack and a steel walking stick. McGuinness tries only to travel on foot, but does take other transportation occasionally. His official country count is at 66, and he says the adventure has offered him new tastes, such as roasted termites. He plans on continuing his walking until 2020, writing a book about all of the adventures and playing tennis at the age of 100.
Speaker E. Knight was born in 1940 in Massillon, Ohio, and earned the nickname The General from his militaristic approach to the sport of college basketball. Knight has coached at the United States Military Academy, Indiana University, and most recently Texas Tech, and is also the best coach of all time in Division I basketball. However, what sets Bob apart from the rest in his wide display of emotions while coaching on the court? He has been fined and sanctioned numerous times by the NCAA, thrown a chair across the court, and even been arrested for threatening the members of the press. Speaker F.
Hillary Clinton was a United States Senator from New York. She is probably most well known as the wife of Bill Clinton. In 1969, Hillary Clinton delivered the commencement address at Wellesley College, becoming the first student to do so. The speech gathered a standing ovation, which lasted 7 minutes. She then went on to serve a few years as Congressional Legal Counsel. She wrote an article entitled Children Under the Law, and it was published in the Harvard Law Review.
Время, отведенное на выполнение и проверку задания блока аудирования, истекло.